Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah.
My name is Tony, calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, and the reason we're calling, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay, can me see? Can I speak with, I have a name here. I prefer to, let me see. Okay, yeah, Brandon S. Scottbeer.
Can I ask you how you got that? Can I ask you how you got that name and this number?
Well, sir, this is a political survey, so it has to do with voting, you know, information. When you go vote.
You can get my name and my phone number from when I vote.
Well, that's, you know, that's the most close reason, you know, how they got the number, you know. This is like a random call, you know, by recalling, Washington right now.
I didn't realize that when you vote, they sold your information to survey companies.
But I'm not sure how they do it, but that's how, you know, that's how they provide, you know, us the numbers, you know, to call voters, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll answer some questions.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I just for qualification purpose of the survey, does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be like a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
It'll be a definite vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
47.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
None of them, really. I'm kind of in between. I don't really consider myself. I don't know.
Okay, so I have independent or other?
Let's go with other.
Okay. All right, sir, and now thinking about the direction, you know, the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Probably dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Probably somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. And and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I'm kind of neutral on that because I don't really know a lot about her.
Okay.
I
have
probably dissatisfied.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Let's go somewhat.
Okay. All right, so thinking about the issues, you know, in the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue in your member of Congress, you know, to focus on? You can pick two of the ones I'm going to read, okay? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or climate change and protecting the environment?
I would say the first two.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost and protecting abortion and reproductive rights, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Marie Glossenkamp Perez from 0 to 100.
30.
30. Dave Reichert.
30.
Joe Kent.
30.
Joe Biden.
25.
Donald Trump.
25.
Bob Ferguson.
Never heard of him.
Okay, so never heard of him. Democrats in Congress.
30.
And Republicans in Congress.
30.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, the election for president will hold today. Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't know yet. I don't like
Okay, even though you say you're like undecided, you know, to vote, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time, would that be Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Probably Democrat.
Okay, so be Democrat, lean towards Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, and if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, will held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Sorry, Kent.
Joe Kent, okay. All right, and even though you are not supporting Marie Glossenkamp Perez, now, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? You know, is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Very slight.
A very slight chance, okay. All right, now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider, you know, important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important it is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Use a 0 if you don't think that's important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 means if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
An 8.
8. Okay, an independent who will oppose, you know, the extremists in both parties.
That's probably 5.
5. A working mom who understands the needs of families.
That's an 8.
8. A small business owner.
It's a 9.
9. Okay, someone who shares your values.
8.
8. And a fighter for the middle class.
That's a 10.
10. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, you know, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Okay, please rate me on each statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez. For Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason, okay, to support her for Congress. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one said, Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democrat Party, you know, on several key voters in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such an independence is refreshing. Particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party? Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support her?
I would probably say around 8 on that one.
8? Okay, the other one said in February 2020, Marie Glossenkamp Perez miscarried, you know, at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get, you know, care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her, you know, we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? From 0 to 10, sir.
10.
10. All right, and the last one says, Marie Glossenkamp Perez shows up, she listens to our community, and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? From 0 to 10, sir.
I'll do a 5 on that one.
A 5, okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but, you know, I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress of 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Probably Kent.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and we're almost done with this survey. I only have a couple of statements I'm going to read to you, and we should be done, okay? Thank you very much for your time. Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress, okay? In this case, I'll be talking about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means somewhat doubts, and 0 means doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number. Okay, we can trust Joe Kent to put, you know, what's best for working families above the biggest special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise that retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will lower costs but would lead to a bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would you say it gives you no doubts about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubts? From 0 to 10, sir.
10.
10. That gives you serious doubt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the other one says Joe Kent, you know, supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications.
That's already a 10. You don't even have to finish
If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to, you know, to decide for ourselves and even when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. 10, you say, right?
That's a 10.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I need to do some research, but less likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or just much less likely?
Based on what you said, it's not at all. I want to do some research, but under what you just said, okay. No, I would not support him.
Okay, much less likely. All right, sir, and giving everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just in a few words, whatever you can tell me.
The women's rights that he is trying to take away.
Okay. Okay, the women's right?
Yeah.
Okay, women's right. He's trying to take away. Okay. All right, sir. And just a few questions are for a statistical purpose only. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
12th grade.
Okay.
I completed a trade school too. I don't know. That's not really a grade.
So like some college or vocational certificate?
Yeah, vocational certificate.
Okay, we'll put that. All right, so now you married. I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right, so I'm thinking about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. All right, so then how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation on this survey. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much. Good night.
All right, have a good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.